My last view on the artificial intelligence is relating, that I would like to share today, is relating to the role of the civil society organizations, especially the role of non-governmental organizations. I think that the role of non-governmental organizations in the application of artificial intelligence is very important from the viewpoint of explaining citizens, explaining people, users, everyday people, how this technology is affecting their lives, especially in terms of trust into the artificial intelligence, also in the terms of helping them to understand the applications and the impact of the everyday life of the citizens, because there are different interpretations and fears and maybe unfounded negative relationship towards the artificial intelligence, which are needed to be discussed, learned, educated in a trustworthy environment, and non-governmental organizations with their members, with their voluntary activities, are a kind of link often between the high-tech research and the everyday people, because they are having trust, because people are having trust into non-governmental organizations, and because of this, their information, their education activities can help citizens to understand what are the negative and positive effects of the artificial intelligence. This is one role of the NGOs. And the second role of the NGOs is that they act as watchdogs, that they act as a kind of not exactly supervising body, but someone who is paying attention to the possible discrimination or breach of human rights or negative usage of the artificial intelligence, which can lead to discrimination, which can lead to worse conditions for marginal groups, for specific social groups like immigrants or women or socially vulnerable groups, which are not as represented in the society as other social groups. And the NGOs must take the role of safeguarding their rights and also battle combat for human rights when they see that the artificial intelligence is about to breach those standards. These are two main roles of the NGOs relating to the artificial intelligence. There are two minor roles. One is also NGOs as a usual users of artificial intelligence, especially those NGOs who are generating large data on the society and then can then use these machine learning tools to provide some conclusions, to solve problems, to create visualization on different aspects of society. And the second, this role is also important, is that the stakeholders are acting as policy actors, meaning that they are taking part in the forums, coalitions, discussions with other stakeholders from the economy, from the politics, from the research. And so that, and those forums, those discussions, they are pointing out the issues of accountability, responsibility, privacy, trustworthiness of the artificial system. Basically meaning that they work as advocates of the society and the humans and strive for the human-oriented use of the artificial intelligence. So this would be my short but not really short viewpoints on the artificial intelligence and the society.
Thank you very much for your time and efforts.